There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
BXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend. Now.
Yeah!
Pump it up!
37 for the high today. Friday, Friday, Friday. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. My name is Moose. That's the lovely Breezy.
Good morning.
Valentine's Day is 2 weeks away. Men, do not kid yourself in doing this one thing. It might be harder than you think it is. Let's get after it for just 1 second. As we know, breakups are never easy. But it turns out they're actually a lot harder on men than they are on women.
Not shocking at all.
Well, well, they started looking into this. And, you know, breakups are harder on men than they are on women. And it's because guys tend to rely on their partner for most of the emotional support they get. While women also get it from their friends, you know, all those late afternoon brunches you ladies do. You're really great at just saying how you feel and getting things off your chest.
Correct.
Men will go home and just hold it in. Chad, what's wrong, bro? Nothing, I'm fine. Hand me a drink. Some women may not know this, but when guys go through a breakup, sometimes they want nothing more than to just talk about it. It's a true story, believe it or not. But sometimes their pride, their ego gets in the way, so they bottle it up, and then they have a stroke.
Yeah.
That's really what happens.
Guys don't talk.
All I'm saying is it's in 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks until Valentine's Day, guys, so don't trick yourself into thinking a breakup would be easier than buying a half-decent gift. Because studies have found that breakups tend to be harder on men. And the study found that men tend to rely on their romantic partner for more emotional support because, like I said, women get it from their friends, but I tend to agree. I could think of some of these breakups that I've been through, and they are tough.
So it's so crazy because I feel like when a couple breaks up, the man always initially acts fine, and the girl is the one who's devastated at first.
Yeah.
It takes her a couple weeks. Then she chops all of her hair off, gets a whole new wardrobe, switches jobs, moves states, and she's thriving, right? So I think
New phone number.
No, literally, new phone number, new house, new life.
Can I ask
new
something?
Body parts?
In ladies, 585-252-9800. Why do some of you go ahead and chop your hair off like that?
It's honestly a shedding of dead weight. Honestly,
that's a good way to put it.
Just shed that dead weight. That chapter's closed. I don't want to see, think, or hear about it. And if I'm looking at pictures of myself from back then and right now, I look exactly the same. And there's been no like tangible change.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that this dude's off my arm.
Well, here's the thing. You personally, I know you, when you go through a breakup, you won't stop talking about it to the people around you, especially your friends, the people you're closest to.
Not at all.
So you have this opportunity to constantly vent and constantly take the time to heal. And there's a lot of men that just bottle it up. And is it their fault? Sure, I would say it's their fault. Men, they say, are way more lonely. They're more likely to report feeling lonely and sad after a breakup. And because of that, they're not usually the one who instigates it.
Well,
previous studies have found 70% of divorce is initiated by women.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder why.
Because men won't talk about their feelings. I feel like there's like 75% of men aren't in tune with their emotions or feelings. Also, not to mention, I just talked about this the other day with my friend, and her husband was in the other room. I'm like, men are the worst gossips ever. Like, they suck at gossiping. They suck at finding out the tea. Like, a wife will send her husband in to go hang out with his buddies and find out, you know, is she pregnant? Is she fighting? Is his wife pregnant? Is, you know, what's the tea with the mother-in-law situation? And they come back, they're like, meh, it was fine, I guess. You didn't get any information whatsoever. So it kind of carries over when it comes to breakups. They're not talking about substantial things. I feel like you're the exception, but are you and your friends having like deep, meaningful conversations about life and love and prospering?
There's certain friends of mine. Not all of them.
Right.
But there's a handful of them that are very mature and very wise because they've gone through it, where they could share that advice because they've had those personal experiences themselves.
Right. This person says, it boils down to control. When you're in a long-term relationship, you feel you're at a stable time. When you get broken up with, oftentimes you are blindsided. You feel like you're completely out of control with your life. And one of few things that we can control is our hair, our nails, our clothes. So we're going to do that. That is actually a great point.
Well, it's the same way when it comes to the things around you as well. The same way that women will cut off their hair, fix their nails, do whatever they got to do to feel better about themselves. One way I control things is by what you would call having OCD. If things seem to be spiraling or going through a breakup, what's the first thing you think I'm going to do?
Clean your apartment?
I'm going to clean. I'm going to organize. I'm going to take stuff to Goodwill. You know, in the words of Rick Ross, if the chick was game, we would run the train and then send her home on the bus, then forget her name. But now these women be the realest ones. We would cry on her shoulder if we're feeling numb. And those are heartfelt lyrics that say so little, but yet mean so much.
I'm lost.
We need you, ladies. You are our emotional support blanket. And guys, think about your most recent breakup. Was it a crippling experience? Because it depends on if the relationship, if it was toxic or not. Because there have been a couple of times that I said, see ya, and I never looked back. And it was the most exhilarating feeling in the world. But there's also times where it's really, really hard and it takes a long time because you're not really talking to anyone about it.
Yeah. Would love to put this to the test. I see you get in a relationship, date them for a year, and then break up for the bit, just so we can figure out
if this
really is true or not. You know? So.
And I remember there's been some really, really tough breakups where it took me a long time.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know what it was. I would really go through it. And then I think if you go through enough of those, you just know what to expect.
It's so bad that you say that, but it is so true. Your first breakup is so hard and you're devastated.
I thought it was the end of the world.
Find love again.
Yeah.
And by your, dare I say, fifth or sixth, you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Well, that's tough. But
hey, this was fun.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
We know this is a problem when it comes to students and their learning abilities and the technology just causing a huge wedge in between that. And the New York State Teachers, United Teachers Union is really discussing in the area of Rochester to prohibit smartphone usage from K through 12 throughout all of its schools. The state has proposed more than $13 million to enforce the ban of smartphones from start to finish of a school day. And this is going to hopefully establish a distraction-free learning environment. They said they're very excited for this possibility, and the ability to share this information is a real mental health crisis on the youth that they are facing right now. Sure. You're in class, but you're texting on the side, or you're texting on your watch, or whatever the case may be. I don't know exactly how they're going to enforce this, but $13 million is nothing to wave a stick at. The union's conference invited representatives from local school districts to explore the effects of cell phone usage and social media usage on students while in school. Attendees also discussed successful policies that would be implemented in other schools and districts to have this all be one cohesive blanket plan and statement for teachers, students, and everyone in between. Like I said, I don't know how they would implement this, but I think it needs to be done. Can you take a student's phone away, or do you just like shut off the Wi-Fi? Like, how does that work?
I don't think shutting off the Wi-Fi matters. I mean, you can shut the Wi-Fi off on your phone, but I think it definitely is needed. These kids in, like, some of them 14, 13, even as young as 8, have an iPhone, and they're already addicted. Right. I think this would help give it a nice little reboot.
Correct.
You know?
I agree.
And not to mention, would it help with the cyberbullying? They could still do that out of school, but it might shut it down a bit, sure.
Correct. Correct.
I'm very interested to see what this looks like.
Me too. And I'll keep you updated. Obviously, teachers union, they're obviously in lockstep with one another, and they all see that it's an issue. So let's get run it back. Let's get it going.
Breezy has a confession to make to her girlfriend. There's been tears this morning, and I check. They are real tears. She's been very emotional, and because she's dreading this phone call, I have no idea what this is about. Does she know that you're going to call her coming up?
No. I'm losing my mind because I found myself in a very compromising situation the other day, and it could really affect me, mostly my girlfriend, our relationship as a whole.
Knowing who you are, do you feel like maybe you're being a little dramatic or not really?
You know, that's hard to say, truly, but I don't think so. I really don't.
Of course you don't.
To me, this is a big deal.
Right.
And I'm really nervous to tell her, so that's why I kind of want to do it on the air so everyone else can be a part of it.
All right, Breezy's calling her girlfriend. The big confession is coming up next on PXY. Stay there. The old Bieber on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, happy Friday, you guys. Breezy's been a little emotional this morning. She has been crying, and I checked. They are real tears because she's dreading this phone call to her girlfriend live on the air right now. And according to her, she's dropping a bombshell of a confession, is what she called it. I don't know what it is, but this is obviously not easy to do. But when you have a radio show, sometimes it's things that are extremely personal to you automatically becomes public, and you guys are a big part of our lives, and given what we do for a living, we don't really have the opportunity to have a huge private life, but we knew what we were signing up for.
Yeah.
So are you ready to call your girlfriend, and why is this such a big why are you so, I don't know, all over the place today when it comes to this? Because this seems very dramatic and over the top, but you know, anyways, the stage is yours.
Well, I just like I don't know. I feel like if you know my girlfriend, like sometimes things that are like a super big deal to me, like aren't a big deal to her and vice versa. Like
yeah.
If things are a big deal to her, they're not a big deal to me. And like, this is a huge, I feel like I royally screwed up and like at her expense. And now like, I have to tell her. I've been dreading it. I've literally been trying to push it off. And I'm just like really, I'm really freaking out right now.
Yeah, your energy is definitely rubbing off on me. Where's her number? Where did you put her?
I put it in the car.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
I don't know why. Do we have to do this?
This is your idea.
I know, but I'm having regrets. I'm
calling her right
good.
Now.
Like,
I'm calling her.
I just don't.
Okay.
I'm really nervous.
Oh, it's ringing.
I'm panicking.
I don't blame you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Breezy's girlfriend.
Hey, man.
Oh, the reason we're calling is because Breezy had something she wanted to tell you, so take it away, Breezy.
I have something I need to tell you, but I'm like, I'm panicking, so.
I'm so confused right now.
You should be.
So, why am I crying?
What are you getting all emotional for? Just come out and say it. Breezy's pregnant.
No,
that was what I was thinking we're having this conversation about, a dream. Let's get after it.
Sweetie.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Okay. I did something I really screwed up. And I don't want you to be mad.
The drama.
Please don't be mad.
What did you do? You forgot the laundry? Like, I don't understand what's happening.
So, you know how we've been, like, super into, like, our fitness goals?
Yeah.
So, you know how I've been, like, going to the gym and using your membership and running on the treadmill?
Yeah.
So, yesterday...
What's happening?
I don't know why you're so emotional.
Yesterday, I was put in a very compromising position, and I was cornered by the manager, and they made me take a picture on your account.
I had a feeling that was going to happen sometime soon. Not you telling me the bad news on air and while I'm at work.
I'm trying to understand here. So
I have been going and working out. I work out at a gym, and I love my gym, but I don't have access to a treadmill, and I don't have access to a gym membership because I can't afford it.
She can afford it. That's simply a lie.
I agree.
$10 a month.
I don't have access to a gym membership because either I can't afford it or I don't want to pay for it. So I've been using my girlfriend's gym membership, and she didn't have a picture attached to her account.
Right.
And yesterday, the manager was like, "We don't have a picture for you." And I was like, "Oh, I'm not comfortable doing that." He goes, "Well, we have to." And I was like, "Not today. Like, we can't do that today." And he goes, "Smile, jeez." And
so they cornered you.
So they cornered me. And now my picture is on my girlfriend's gym membership. So if she were to go sign in,
it's a picture of you.
That's wild. Did you at least look like me yesterday? No,
I tried to, like, put my neck like yours and, like...
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Hold on a second. I tried to make my neck look like yours.
I don't know. You have a long, skinny neck. I don't. And what? I tried...
It's really impossible.
What happens next?
I don't know. I'm panicking.
This is fraud.
I could go to jail for identity theft.
100%.
Absolutely.
Are you mad?
Yeah. Furious.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Worst things have happened at okay? Not to mention, why are you so emotional?
Because I didn't want her to be upset.
If this is the worst thing you can do in a relationship, then, God, I'll take that relationship any day.
I'm going to be honest. This is the best worst news Breezy's ever given me. So.
All right, so clearly...
I'm totally fine. I've never been better.
Okay. So basically what you're saying is anytime I have to deliver bad news, I have to present it as someone's dead?
No, you have to do it live on the radio.
No, it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
I agree.
But what do I do now? What do we do now?
What do you do? Well, what does she do?
You just keep going to so I guess I have to run outside in the 0-degree weather.
Yeah, this is officially your girlfriend's problem. You put her in this predicament. So
I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, it's okay. Worst things can happen. And you know what, Breezy? It's $10 a month. You can swing it, okay?
She can't swing it.
She's so cheap. She really is.
She's saving for a house. She's the cheapest person I know.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for taking this so well.
Thanks for being so understanding. You really are my person.
The tears.
Okay.
All right.
Relax.
All right. See ya.
See ya. Bye.
Are you good?
I'm going to jail for identity theft.
Oh, my Lord.
I think it's the fear of disappointing the one that I love and going to jail. Because those are all two real possibilities. And never being able to run on a treadmill again, which, I mean, it would be do wonders for my shin splints. But, oh, she's calling me on my personal line. I should probably take this.
98 PXY.